Lakeside rental spotlight, winter gardens, and room to breathe. Neighborhood red first. Lakeside's winter gardens sits in the 67th safety percentile nationally, according to Crime Grade, safer than the California state average, roughly on par with the national average, with a crime rate of 28.91 per 1,000 residents. The safest pockets are in the southwest portion of the neighborhood. On niche, resident sentiment is measured but not alarming. 43% say they feel pretty safe, 43% somewhat safe, and 14% very safe. The vibe is quiet, suburban, and commuter-friendly, a more affordable, family-oriented pocket than anything closer to the coast. People here tend to be long-term local households and families who want space without the San Diego price tag. It's not flashy, but it's honest and livable. Realtor.com doesn't publish rent figures for Lakeside. Small city coverage gap. Same as Santee. Zillow's typical Lakeside rent is $2,203 a month, up 2.2% year over year, the most affordable typical rent of the three East County cities we're covering. Live listings. On Lakeshore Drive, a two-bed, two-bath townhouse at roughly 900 square feet is listed at $2,500 a month. Ask specifically about garage access. This is prime for a classic truck. On Woodside Avenue, a two-bed, two-bath apartment at approximately 1,006 square feet runs $2,350 a month. Also on Lakeshore Drive, a separate two-bed, two-bath at roughly 815 square feet asks $1,995 a month, the most affordable unit on the list and worth a close look. On Vine Street, another two-bed, two-bath is listed at $2,325 a month. For rated complexes, Terre at Lakeside Apartments on Mapleview Street earns 4.2 stars across 120 reviews. That's a meaningful sample size and a solid score. Tap below to see photos and live availability. Lakeside moves slower than El Cajon, but the good ones still go quickly.